This is Side 2, Channel 2.
Less than 30 seconds away now from drogue deployment. Drogue deployment, these two chutes will provide braking and stabilization prior to main chute deployment. Standing by now for continuing to monitor.
Visible smiles on regard to where the damn mission is sold.
That's true. Report from the Iwo Jima that Apollo 13 is descending at a point 4 miles due south of the ship.
Apollo 13 and recovery passing through 1,000 feet.
About 15 seconds away from landing.
That's casual. Apollo 13 and recovery is passing through 1,000 feet. That's what you call formation flying, isn't it? Of course, that's just not what it is. Notice the slight angle now. You can see that this should make the entry in the water easier when it's coming in.
Means that they're riding right side up. They didn't flop over in the water.
At least they got that break on their whole flight.
Well, now that all the excitement's over, back to the motley group you call family. Aunt Betty's going to pull her car up in the front and take a nice picture of it for you when she gets it. She'll get it in another week or so. Oh, there was something else I wanted to tell you. That's why I turned it on. What was it I wanted to tell him? Oh! We got your tape today. That's what I wanted to tell you. Today is the, 18th? Yes. And we got your tape today. Now, which one, let me see, which one would that be? Oh, I can't think of anything spectacular on it that might draw your attention to the particular. Oh, you're finishing up your hooch is on there. Now, maybe you'll be able to associate the right tape with it in case you've sent out another one. You mentioned that Connie has a Wallensack or something. And you didn't know whether it was triple or double track. So we found out, and I'll also put it in the letter in case the letter gets there first. Yes, it is. So you'll be able to, if you explain it to her, naturally, you'll be able to tape exactly as you do here, and it'll work out good. I don't know what you'll find to say. I find it near maddening. But anyway, you'll be able to do it exactly as you do here. She's waiting patiently for it. You could probably strum your guitar a little bit. I want to talk more about that, and I probably will on another tape. That was beautiful. I want to hear it again. I like to go over them a couple of times, first of all, to get information off them and hear things that you really missed the first time. It has an odd sound, I thought. There were a lot of, are they minor chords or what is the other thing you call them besides minor? It sounded a little oriental in a way. You'd be surprised. But it was pretty, and it was good to hear it again. We haven't heard it in so long. It really was nice. I'll talk more about that tape later. On another tape, probably, I'll answer and talk about some of the things. I'm glad you got all your boxes. Hey, that's quite a thing. You got a refrigerator. I was wondering if you would be interested in a couple of those plastic water jugs that have a handle on the side. You know, they're square, and the handle is associated right in with the jug. Sort of like the great big ones we got in the cellar, big white one with a cap on it. You could have two. One you could keep tea in. You could shake it right up in it. And another one you could just fill up at the Buffalo down there and just keep cold water in it. Or he's keeping a lot of soda in it. Maybe it's filled up with soda. But I thought if you wanted two of those plastic things in the box I send out, I could stick two in there. And you might have them to use.
Hi, Walt. We just got back in from going over to Spring Street, and Marsh and I picked up the water. Also, when we went through Troy, we went by George's old place, and I see he's back in business. He's got all of his junk in the window again, drums. And it seems more like drums and guitars that he used to have. He must be trying some other line of merchandise, figuring or either this is becoming more popular or something, or either he's got a good buy, or maybe he got bought all that stuff out of Romeo that burned out over there in Troy, because that stuff was all up there on River Street in the pool hall downstairs. Maybe he bought that up and repaired it, and I don't know. You know George, he'll real shyster. So anyway, I thought I'd tell you that. And as I said, we just got in. We went over and picked up the water and did some shopping from Mom. Today's been pretty quiet. I cut out in front of the garage doors. We rented a little electric air hammer, cut that. And I had a job I had to do, cut through a 24-inch wall down to the school up near the ceiling in the hallway, get off the heat out of that big hallway and put it into the girls' locker room, and then over into the gym. We're going to put a fan in there and pump that warm air through. And then Marsh and I, as I said, just got back in. So I thought I'd let you know what the story was and about George there. And also the Times Union and Knickerbocker News there, they haven't opened that place up yet. I was saying to Aunt Betty the other night when I brought her home, there'll be another 5 years before they get that thing going. And as far as any machinery or anything, that hasn't been put in at all, to my knowledge. And I was talking with Tom Greaves, and he was telling me that they put in new presses down below, and now they don't even use the type anymore, or that type that you just sit there with the typewriter and type it up. They have a film, and he said they take the photograph of the thing, put it on his film, and in no time flat, they can have it out, and they're going to get Time Magazine and Newsweek, but they have to build a new building for Time because it can't be published in the same building as Newsweek is. So it looks as though they're going to take the work and build a whole new building down there, too. As Tom said, he said that all the fellas that used to work down there on the setting of the print and all this stuff, that's all gone. And litograph or something like that? You know what I'm talking about anyway. So that's the story on that. And we're gonna eat now. It's just about a quarter to eight, I guess. It's kind of late Saturday night. We got your tape just today. Mom probably already told you that. We enjoyed hearing you. So, okay, you take care of yourself for a while. And until I get back on, or Mom, before this tape is done, I'll be talking to you again, get some more news for you. And just be careful and watch your step. Okay. Also, Walt, the gardener up there in Latham, it used to be Romeo's. That's not there anymore. It's a little printing place, a job place. He prints wedding cards and such as this. And I'm not sure, but I think maybe Max might go up there and do part-time work, because he seems as though he goes out quite a bit mornings, and maybe for a couple hours or so. It might be somebody there. He's got one big press. I don't know who. It might be a friend of Max's. This I don't know. And also, too, another thought came in my mind. Since I told you I'd be back or get on before this tape was finished, they've got the bridge about, I would say, two-thirds finished going across the Congress Street there. They're taking that old bridge out. Of course, it'll be another year or two before that is completely usable. They've got River Street closed. That's all cut up and wrecked. And as usual, the houses and the streets down there are all jammed up. They've knocked down all the houses right along Broadway where the old temple was and come right on through. There's nothing there at all. And up there where that incinerator place was just before you went across the old Green Island Bridge, they've got that all down, all those houses that were burned. Everything is just cleared out. you won't know the old town. As a matter of fact, I think if they kept right on the going, it'd be better off in Waterfleet anyway. They'd probably be further ahead. Okie doke, that's all for now. I'm going to eat this time for sure, I think. Probably all burned, but I'm going to try to eat, okay? Hi, Walt. It's Sunday now, April the 19th. We just come back from Dr. Martin, and we tell you about that air hammer that I was using overhead. Well, I did a job on my muscle. I pulled the hell out of it, as usual, you know. So it got all swollen up, and ligament going up my neck or whatever the hell you want to call it, the nerve. This morning I got up, and I couldn't move my neck. It was just as stiff as a board, so I called up the doctor, and he said to hot pack it, which I did, and find I could get to move it. And once I got to move it, then I went up and had deep diathermia and a nose treatment. And he was asking for you, and now I'm back here and feel great again. So all set for tomorrow to go to work. So that's the story. And when we got back, Chris was here and Marcia. So you just heard the...
No, we didn't.
Oh, you haven't heard yet. You know. Yeah, they got it all messed up here. They screwed up the detail. But anyway, they got didn't know where the tape was blank and where it wasn't. So I'm going to fill in the spot between there and that spot before they start. Because otherwise, I've got to take the word. I'd run over into their tape. So that's the story. Aunt Bette went along, too. So she saw how he does the nose treatment. So she said the next time she has a cold, she won't be afraid to do that. And his son called from down in North Carolina. This is Dr. Martin's son and his wife, and they were talking to them. So we were there about an hour or so. And that machine, he's got that deep diathermy, boy. It's real antique. It's got lead plates on it and weigh about 50 pounds. And I bet your mama said, oh, there's a book he put on top of there to hold that thing down. A book named Necktie. It was it looked like a book, but it had lead slugs into it. So it really penetrated and did a good job. And that's the main thing. So I'm all set to go again. And it's a real nice day here. Must be up in the 50s. A little windy yet. No. Well, I'll tell you what just happened. Mom had the lead from the recorder across the top of the chair. So I was sitting on there, and I'm looking out the window and talking away. And, of course, when I looked, I see the reels weren't moving. And what happened when I moved the chair forward, I pulled the plug out. So that's if there's any noise there, that's what you heard, was the noise from that. But, you know, Mom, the older she gets, the dumber she gets. But as long as that's the only thing that happens, that's all necessary. She's a good kid, you know. I mean, like Aunt Betty, Mom and I try to keep her just on the line, so she don't go one way or the other. We, you know how the Egyptians used to embalm with spices now, but we're trying to keep Aunt Betty, you know, just so she don't go one way or the other, because if she starts to show her age, she's done, you know. So we're just trying to keep things going there. Mom, of course, she's getting gray and that, I don't know.
I'm
going to
start dying my hair.
She says she's going to start dying her hair. No, I'm just kidding you. You know that.
Here's
Mama. She wants to explain something more.
Well, where I left off with the astronauts, actually I had taped further all the way till I got them back on the ship, which we are covering up now. But there was so little talk that you wouldn't have known what was going on because I was taping it off the television. If I had been smart, I would have taped it off the radio where they had explained everything to you. And there was so little talk that it wasn't really worth it. So I stopped it off once they splashed down and they were all right. I stopped it there and we began to talk. Well, while we were gone and Chrissy came in, Marcia didn't know where it was ended. So she went to all the way to the end when they got them back on the ship in the helicopter, picked them up in the baskets and everything else, went through all that. So Chrissy's talking to you way at the other end of the tape while we're up at this end. So that'll save you all that confusion. And she hooked him. She's got her man, so she's all set. Her father's something down at Allegheny Ludlam or Steve. His father, that's what I said, his father.
You said her father.
Oh, his father, yeah. Allegheny Ludlam?
Yeah.
Yeah, something at Allegheny Ludlam.
He
picks the clinkers out. No, he's vice president or some damn thing. So anyway,
they're more of them than
she's all set, but the only problem is if he is going to Vietnam, he'll know in August, and they'll be married in the fall. If he's going to Vietnam, then he will not get married yet. If he's not, then they'll be married in the fall. So that's the way it stands with her. She looks good, and she said since she went to the chiropractor for her neck, she hasn't had to wear the brace again. He straightened it out. So
she didn't get no dough.
Yeah.
You know what,
so
she didn't have a neck as bad as what
you
got.
Yeah, well, she didn't have the problem Walt had. Well, anyway, Dad said the doctor was asking for you. I told him about the twitch in your eye that you get once in a while, and it probably is from overtiredness. Then the nerves begin to get on end, and that's what makes that. And I was asking him about Albert. When we go over, he's a veterinarian and everything else, you know. So I was asking, I told you, you know, Albert was a little bit sick. So anyway, he kind of thought that his liver must act up, whatever it is causes his liver to act up. So I can give you back to Daddy, or I can give you to Marcia for a minute or something. Here, I'll give you back to Daddy.
Yeah, it won't be too much longer. Oh, 2521 is where the number is. Is that it? Or 23? Yeah. I got to go to 2357 on the little
run
right over what's-her-face. So we wouldn't want to run right over what's-her-face, would we?
Chrissy.
Anyway, there's nothing much, you know, that's new. There's probably a lot of stuff. And incidentally, the wiring diagram that you sent home here, I'm going to take it and check with them and see if they got information for it and that. And we know we were discussing about that ceiling there. I think maybe what we're going to do is to leave that open until you get you come here, so or when you get back here, so we can decide. I'll have it right here, and then we'll decide where you want those lights, because I don't know. I can place those lights around, and if they're doing so, I can have them in the wrong place for you. So this is not a big job of another wiring, because once you get it close in, it's going to be quite a problem. So I've got some other work there. We're going to do something special on the one wall for you, which I think you're going to really like. So that part of it, that's going to be a surprise. But that part of it there, that ceiling, it's not going to be any job. I mean, when you're home here, you and I can do that in a day or so. This is not a big problem. But that wiring, because when we come down those cellar steps, if you're going to be recording, you've got to put a light upstairs there so nobody will go down there and throw lights on or make noise or such for you. And also, we've got to be able to light a light from upstairs going down in that cellar to be able to get light to get around there in case that you don't want to use the rest of it, see? So everything else is all set there, the radiation and that. I've got that all piped down there and ready to go, so there's no problem there. So I'll leave Mom come back to you. Oh, I'm hitting 2215, 22. Boy, the number's going right up the line there. So that's the situation. Last night, we saw the president. He was over in Honolulu, and he gave the highest award, the civilian award, America Medal of America or something, to the three astronauts. And so that's the situation, you know. And their wives is there, and I guess they flew back here today. So he's going to speak Monday night about Vietnam after they postponed it for last Thursday night due to the fact that the astronauts is up there. But this is a sore spot because the news people have been really giving a riding this, because they, as they said, the boys in Vietnam, they don't send airplanes, and the president don't go to meet them when they all get off the boats, and they don't fly their families back. So it's, I think he made a kind of a bad mistake there by making a statement like he made. He's been making some pretty rough statements, he and Agnew. And, of course, Agnew, he's a nut anyway. So this is one of these situations that I think they ought to think before they speak. So that's the story. But other than that, as I say, there's nothing else that's new. Oh, yes, we have a red light down at the corner. I don't know whether Mother told you that or not. And Matt Gill, the big tree, was cut down there by Matt's. And the bridge going across down below has come along pretty good, too. So here's Mom again, Walt.
One thing I did want to mention is Laird spoke somewhere just recently, and he was telling them it was sort of a preview of what the president's going to speak about Monday night, and he said the 1st Infantry Division would be coming back out of there, and they would be where he was talking in Kansas is the place where they were coming back to. So since he did say that, everybody had an idea that is what the president will say Monday night, that he's pulling out the 1st Infantry Division. So that should be the gist of his thingy. I'm coming up on Chrissy here pretty soon, so I don't want to talk much longer. Marsh is going to ask you a couple of things, too. I haven't heard from Stace. I haven't talked with her. So I don't want to run into Chrissy, so I'll say so long for a minute.
What are you doing? I came over to visit your sister today after Mias. We're sitting here fooling around with the machine trying to figure out how to get the thing to work. And we finally made it, as you can see, or hear. If you don't know who I am, you remember Chris? I graduated with Stacy. Now do you think he remembers me?
I don't know.
Say something in this machine.
Me?
We're both machine shy. It's too quiet.
I know.
Let's see. What? Oh, I'm getting married. Marcia just told me what to say. I'm getting married in November. And my boyfriend's in the Army. He's stationed in South Carolina. And he gets out in 71. And what else is there? Oh, he's a lieutenant. I forgot he's a lieutenant. Usually that's the first thing I say. He's a lieutenant in the Army. And, Specialist fourth class is spec four. And let's see. I think the only reason why he got to be lieutenant is because he was in ROTC when he was in college. So that's how he's lieutenant. Otherwise, I don't think he'd ever make lieutenant. He'd probably still be a private, a buck private. Oh, yeah, we're wondering about something. He's training guys in South Carolina for air defense, and he teaches it in classes and everything. And he trains the guys to work with missiles in Vietnam and everything. And so we're wondering if he'll be going over to Vietnam or not. And he said he'd know definitely in August, but I'm kind of itchy to find out now. And so would you know anything if he would be going or not over to Vietnam? And let's see, what else? What else, Marcia?
I don't know.
I've been talking up into the sky. I probably bet nothing has taped. Let's see. Yeah, okay. So I'll say goodbye now, Walt. I don't want to waste all your mother's tape on her. There's only a little bit left. So take care, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't talk in this. Hi, this is Mark. Let's see. I want to know if you got your... I want to know if you got your poster of Machine Gun Charlie yet. And I hope you like it. And if you want anything else drawn or anything, just, you know, or anybody else over there wants anything, you just tell me what it is and I'll do it. And, let's see. Well, there's nothing new around here, I guess. I don't know. I've been working on a vest made out of beads. And I it looks okay, but it's taken a year and 7 days to get it done, but it's going to be different. I mean, everybody else is running around with these leather things, so I says, yeah, what the heck, I might as well make it. So it looks okay. I'll send you a picture of it when I get it done. And I already made some belts and the necklaces, you saw them. And so, you know, so that's what I've been doing. And as you heard, Chrissy came over today. And I don't know, what else is new? No.
You think they'll pay us this year?
Yeah, that's nice. And they picked me for the rings to have them changed. And all I want to do is have the school name put on it, but... I feel pretty good about that. And so there's nothing else new. So I think we're getting close to the end, so I better say bye so everybody else can say bye. So bye-bye.
What Marcia was talking about, the school ring, she didn't explain to you. She was picked to help change the design of the school ring, and she felt that all it really needed was Keevney Memorial Academy on it. When you look at it, you really don't know what school it is, and she thought it would be nice, rather than just initials, if around that band that goes around the stone section or that middle section of it said Keevney Memorial Academy, and everybody agreed with her and thought it was nice. So when she goes to the meeting, that's what she's going to tell them. Maybe she went to the meeting already, I don't know. But anyway, that's what it is about the school rings. Well, we're getting very short on tape here, I suppose I should say. And now as the sun sets over the beautiful hub of the Capital District, let's see what else. Well, isn't really a beautiful hub. Got everything all torn to pieces. Not right here, though. Let's see. Huffsteiner's all gone. I should. Did Daddy tell you that? And I think they did. They start to build that new thingy before you left. Well, it's almost done. It's got a red shingled roof. It's wild. Another food stand. I can't think of too much else that's around, but I suppose I should say goodbye and God bless you for everybody here. And tonight Glenn Campbell is coming on, and it, you know, is good time hour, and Deanne Warwick's going to be on, so I'm going to get out my next tape and just tape them on it anyway, so that when I do it, I got whatever she sings onto it already for you, because usually they sing songs that aren't on a record. They sing something else, so I'll tape them up. They won't be good, but I'll tape them up. So take care of yourself, and watch it for those holes. Are you sure that's erosion? I think you're kidding me. What kind of erosions? TNT? Whatever the heck the rest of the things are made of. Are we getting low here? Oh, yeah, I think we're getting low here. And Albert says goodbye. He's feeling a lot better now. I don't know what happened. I think it's the time of year, but he's doing good now. And it was another beautiful day. So I think we're going to get into some halfway decent weather now. We're still going here. My gosh, where's it all coming from? So, and in the boxes that I'm sending out, I'm going to send a cake. And you can let me know, it'll be a loaf cake, chocolate, but you can let me know how it gets there and whether it's any good or not. Just for the heck of it, I'm dying to try it. And then you can stick it in your refrigerator. Well, bye-bye. God bless you.